Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your schedules. You could have been doing anything, play dates, hanging out with friends, video games, relaxing, napping, which is my favorite thing to do. But you chose to be here, and I appreciate you for that. So thank you so much for joining. If you get the opportunity, feel free to go back and listen to previous episodes because we have some fun and exciting content for you to listen and learn from each week. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I truly appreciate you, and I thank you for returning. That lets me know that you are enjoying the content and you are having fun listening. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to jump right into our episode today. This is a very important lesson, and it is part two of a new series that we have started called How to Handle Stress and Anxiety. Okay, so if you are a new listener, it is important for you to go back and listen to episode 67 and get clarity on the content that we are talking about when it comes to handling stress and anxiety. Okay, so just as a refresher to you new listeners and even you regular listeners, last week we talked about dealing with things that bother you or worry you, and it's important for us to target what these things are that are causing stress and anxiety. So last week in our episode, we just talked about pinpointing what those things are, okay, and thinking about those things more, okay? Just to get clarity and understanding of what it is that is bothering you, okay? The main thing that I talked about was reaching out to a trusted adult so that you can start to express yourself and open up to them about what is stressing you and the anxiety that it is causing you as well. And again, it could be anything. You could be stressed out with the amount of schoolwork that you have to complete, the extracurricular activities that you have to do, the social skills, not knowing how to communicate with your peers. Those things can be stressing you out as well. Whatever is stressing you or worrying you, I want you to be comfortable with talking to a trusted adult about those things. And we talked about trusted adults as well. Those are normally your parents. They could be a teacher, a counselor at your school, or a therapist, a mentor, a big brother, a big sister, an aunt or an uncle. Anyone that you feel comfortable speaking with that is close to you and your family, okay? Because we don't just want to be talking to a stranger or any adult. That is not safe, guys. So keep that in mind, okay? And you can also get clarity as to who is a trusted adult in your family by speaking with your parents about that, okay? So, as we move forward, you've at this point spoke with your parents and let them know, hey mom, hey dad, there are some things that are worrying me, or there are some things that are bothering me. I really need help with that. That's the first step in opening up conversation with your parents or a trusted adult to get clarity on how to move forward with these stressors and anxiety. One of the other things that I want you to do with your parents, or either by yourself, is to write down your thoughts about what is causing you to feel this stress. Okay? Also, continue to have open conversation with your parents. This is really the key step, you guys. When you talk to your parents, they know. They're older. They may have gone through some of these things that you have experienced. They see things differently, okay? They've lived life. They know. They understand. And if they don't, I'm sure they'll get answers from someone who does. So be sure that you're keeping that conversation open with them and that communication open with them. And this works for all ages, okay? So what's causing you that stress? What's causing you that anxiety? Write those things down. Just jot down a few thoughts, okay? Pinpoint a few thoughts. You know, it might be, like we said, working at school, having too much schoolwork, too much homework, and trying to figure out exactly how to organize that homework or that schoolwork. Check with your parents. They can help you out with that, okay? So, that's the key point that I want to say is talk to them. Talk to the adults about this. And my second and most important tip for today is be receptive to what your parents or a trusted adult says, okay? And by being receptive, I mean listen to what it is that they are saying and apply the advice that they give you to your day-to-day routine so that it can help you move forward with conquering those stressors and that anxiety, okay? When you listen to your parents or a trusted adult or other teachers or therapists or mentors, that is so helpful because they may see something in a different way that you did. They may give you an example of a way that you can handle a stressful situation, or they may share some ways with you and some tips with you that will help you eliminate your anxieties. Now, I want you all to keep in mind that stress and anxiety is hard. Sometimes it takes days to work through. Sometimes it may take weeks to work through. Sometimes it may take a few months and maybe some years to work through, but that's okay. Just as long as you are putting your best self forward and you are being positive as you come face to face with those stressors and that anxiety, everything will be well. So do your best to work through these situations so that you can move forward in the most relaxing way possible. Okay? So we're going to end our time today with that. I want to be sure that I am giving you all enough content and enough tips that's not overwhelming, because guess what? I don't want you to be stressed out or have anxiety behind taking so many notes and, you know, trying to process this feedback. I want you to leave this episode and say, hey, I've got this. I can do this. Because guess what? Next week, we are going to be talking about conquering this stress and anxiety and how we can do that. I want you all to be ready to put your super capes on and be ready to move forward with conquering your stress and anxiety if you have it. And also, if you don't have it, helping your friends out who might have stress and anxiety. So keep that in mind as we move forward. I want to thank you all for joining. Parents, I want to thank you so much for having your kiddos connect with me. I truly appreciate you having them join us today. It has been a lot of fun. This is a topic that a lot of kiddos experience, and they may not know how to be verbal with you and vocalize this to you. So be sure that you are keeping that open dialogue with them and asking them about their day and how things have been going at school, how relationships are going as, you know, with their friends, and just allowing them to open up and have that conversation with you. Thank you again for all that you do. Keep the strength, keep being super positive, and just continue to move forward as the awesome parents that you are. You can reach out to me on the website. It is listenandlearnllc.com. My Gmail is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can also connect with us on the business phone. That is 678-919-2117. Also, we are enrolling in Missouri, Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. So feel free to reach out to me at the email address that I shared, and I will get you all out that way, connected with our registration packet and any additional information that you need to enroll your child. We have a few spaces left, so jump on board whenever you feel the need to, and I'll be glad to have you and your kiddos join our Listen and Learn crew, I should say. You can also connect with me on social media. Our Facebook page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. We have so many fun and exciting photos and videos there, so feel free to connect with us there and like our Facebook page. As far as where you can listen to our podcast, anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen to your podcast, we are there. And as I always say again, thank you so much for joining me. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.